From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. Mr. Turnbull spoke at a news conference with Mr. Pence in Sydney today.
China has the greatest leverage over North Korea. There is no question about that. So I've made this point to Chinese leaders over a long period of time. In fact, before I was Prime Minister, it is self-evident that China has the opportunity, and we say the responsibility, to bring pressure to bear on North Korea to stop this reckless and dangerous trajectory.
Vice President Pence added that all options remain on the table, but the U.S. is quietly confident that China will pressure North Korea on its weapons program. Satellite imagery of North Korea's nuclear test site shows activity that could indicate preparation for a nuclear weapons test. That's according to the U.S.-Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins University. The report says the site appears capable of conducting a nuclear test at any time the order is received from Pyongyang. The web publication 38 North, which shares analysis of Korean affairs, reported Friday that pictures of the test site show new activity near the site's north portal. The images are believed to show at least five mining carts, one small equipment trailer, and a net canopy that could be concealing equipment beneath it. 38 North says the pumping of water used to maintain a stable environment for the nuclear material seems to have ceased. Also, images of the main administrative area show a small truck or van present in a courtyard, along with several unidentified objects and activities. This is VOA News.